Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah, glory to God. You just listened to a beautiful song done by Benjamin Dube and Kaya Mutetwa, singing "You Will Never Leave Me." I hope you were blessed by that beautiful song. Amen. You're welcome back to the 23rd day in March 2024. And here's God's word to us today. God will never leave you no matter what happens. Our opening scripture is from Genesis chapter 28 verse 15. It says, "Look, I am with you, and I will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I've promised." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a day like this. We thank you, Father, for love, grace, and mercy. We thank you for life and for your goodness to us. We ask that you bless your word in our hearts today with understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Our theme scripture is about the promise that the Almighty God made to Jacob on his way to Haran in search of a wife, following the admonition of his father, Isaac. On his way to Haran, Jacob had an encounter with the Lord in Bethel, where he, God, made the above promise to him. In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13, Apostle Paul had this to say concerning the mercy of God. "Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief." The two characters above, Jacob and Paul, were not the best of persons before they had encounter with God, but God was willing to be patient with them because they both acted in ignorance. The other common thing about the duo is that they both loved the Lord. In Genesis chapter 28 verse 16, the Bible reveals that Jacob was excited to know that the Lord was where he laid down to rest. And in Acts chapter 9 verse 5, Paul was surprised to know that he was actually working against God when he had thought all the while that he was doing the will of God. If God could help these two reach their destiny in God, he will be committed to you in no less a way than this. Therefore, Believe that God is with you and that He is and will continue to watch over you wherever you go, and that He will help you to navigate your way to your expected end. And the reason He has been doing and will continue to do all this is because of His purpose in your life that is yet to be fulfilled. Has God ever made any promises to you in your dream or through a genuine prophetic declaration? Then don't expect to die soon, because you must live to fulfill those prophetic words hanging over your life. Amen. Have you ever had some near-death encounters and sometimes wonder how and why you escaped? It is because God Himself is committed to ensuring that you are preserved to fulfill everything that He has spoken concerning you. His word over your life will not fall to the ground. Don't give up on yourself, irrespective of how many times you have failed or blown it. God will not give up on you. If you truly love Him and are willing to cooperate with Him to bring His purpose to pass in your life, He will stick with you to the very end. You can trust Him with your future and be at rest. Shalom. Let us pray, believers. You may say after me, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your eternal commitment towards me. I yield myself to you and request that you do with me whatever pleases you. In Jesus' name, and all God's children say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles, and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube, and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below.
We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Elevation Worship and Maverick City singing Jireh. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamifuna. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out. You would cross an ocean, so I wouldn't drown. You've never been closer than you are right now.
Let's sing it out, y'all.
You are Jireh. You are enough.
I can see so clear what it's all about.
So stay by my side when the sun goes down. Don't wanna forget how I feel right now.
I'm already chosen.